it's just like sends you you get notification when like a new type of meme is like popular on a certain website.
It just has going rankings of how fresh memes are.
Yeah, I'm sure like freshmeme.com is a thing.
Probably.
Yeah.
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 Cody's a no-show. Uh-oh.
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 Faux-show.
Faux-show. No-show.
Do you want to check the schedule? It might not be his show.
Wow. It might be. That would be sad. All right, let's see.
Things are changing.
I don't like it.
And drum roll, please. I mean,
this might still be the same old schedule.
Yeah, that's the
same. Yeah, it's still the same old schedule. Oh, you want me to check the new schedule?
Yeah.
Schedule.schedule.
That's like
schedule.
Not really easy to do.
Should I be able to get to it on my email?
Schedule that.
Yeah.
Schedule, yeah.
Your Gmail.
Oh, no, I changed the password.
Oh, no.
You can just check Google Groups also.
We're on the case.
Oh, I don't know what the cap... Were there capitals?
Please narrate this process for your listeners.
Look at how long that is.
That's good.
That's what she said.
All right.
I did it. If we go here, would it be here?
No.
Here?
No. Well, it's in an email that you got from this WMFO staff list.
From the publicity director. Not.
Or from the.
Well, it's not going to be in here because I don't get those emails on this account. You know, you steered me wrong, I think.
Well, just log into Google Groups now.
What? Groups. Google Groups?
Groups.google.com.
Groups. Oh, missed an R. Okay. We're here. Am I supposed to sign in with this one?
Yeah. Because you should be
part of it. Because I can see it?
Yeah.
I have to type my password again.
Well, you remember from the first time. This is thrilling radio.
Oh, wow. Yeah. We're clearly stacking up the ratings.
We're going to find Cody. That's what we're doing. Bring Cody home 2017.
Okay, hashtag recently find viewed Cody. WMFO staff. Summer
found
schedule.
It.
There we go.
Click. Click. Wow. Today. Oh.
Oh, they're at
that's
midnight.
Midnight.
So, what's on after you?
Oh, no. I think they're doing like an extended show. Because they tried to take.
No.
Oh, they did message, I think, either Alex or I about absorbing.
He also messaged me and I told him. Showtime. No.
Meredith Clark.
Wait. Kale for sale.
Is there somebody in my Showtime?
You're changing your name to Beep Boop?
Yeah, it's a different show. Amanda's only going to be here for a month.
Okay. I don't know.
Would you like to see?
Yeah.
Should I keep the same show name when after I graduate?
Is this when you were Hunter?
Oh, no.
Were you 11 to 12?
You're midnight to...
Oh, I think Dana has one show. After Hours... Dana Brooks. Is that Dana? I don't know if it's...
Sorry that it didn't work. Sheets is now editable.
Editable. You can eat it? That's sweet.
Wow.
Yum.
Google. Do you think innovation.
Well, there you have it.
I've heard it tastes like sheet.
Wow. I like that one.
Thank you.
I'm gonna pull the audience here.
Okay.
Should I keep my show name for next year, or should I come up with a new show name?
I think you should keep your show name, but I think eventually at a point you should like graduate from like Papa T to like Grandpa.
Grandpa T.
Yeah.
If I actually become a Papa, like should I become a Grandpapa T on the radio? Yeah.
I like that.
So basically, my radio show is. No, never mind. Yeah, there's no way that you can think about it. Ignore that.
Okay.
Sometimes I speak faster than I can think, and like it I have the start of a thought, and then I realize my thought was bad, so I just stop talking. It's really awkward when I do that. I raise my hand and ask questions, and then answer my own question in lectures.
Well, I feel like better that sometimes.
Are you saying this process all out loud? Are you like asking your question and then answering your question?
No. So could you
clarify that last point? Oh, good question, Ben.
So what I do is I start asking a question and then realize halfway through asking the question, like through verbalizing the question to the professor, that I know the answer and it was a stupid question to ask. So I'm just like, wait, never mind, ignore everything I just said. And they're like, what? And I'm like, yeah, just ignore me. And they're like, okay. So it's really fun.
Fair.
People probably hate me. It's like one of the few things I say in class.
Solid.
Yeah, I'm the worst.
No, I think I've heard of worse students than you.
There's definitely a kid that I know in one of my classes who's worse. And I don't really, I mean...
Oh, yeah.
He just tries to contribute way too much. Just all the time.
Yeah.
Just that's... And also, like, with humor, but not... It's all so...
But it's, like, not great.
It's unnecessary. It's, like, borderline forced. It's just... And it's in a class that's just so baseline boring that, like, I don't know.
What? Oh, is this hockey?
This is hockey. Oh. No, that'll do it. That'll do it.
You know, sometimes you refresh it, you think it'll fix things.
And it went in the wrong direction.
Yes. It appeared that way.
Well, the Rangers have been knocked out of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Bummer.
Yeah.
Sad.
The Ottawa Senators will move on to play the winner of the Capitals and the Penguins.
What's in Ottawa?
What's in Ottawa or what is Ottawa?
What is an
Ottawa? It's like an ottoman, but it's but it's the slightly woman version. Ottoman. Ottawa. You know, right? That's one of those times where, like, I started talking without, like, fully thinking through the thought. And then you arrive at the joke and realize it's not funny. Make sense at all.
You're there and you're looking around. It's like that scene in National Treasure, you know, when they find the first treasure room and they're like, where's the treasure? And then, like, Nicolas Cage is like, oh, wait a minute. That stupid thing I got in the beginning. And then they find the real treasure. It's like that feeling that you get when you go to the first room and there's no treasure.
Yeah. It's like arriving at the punchline and realizing that there's no treasure there.
It's like being Sam Bean in that whole movie. It's like being Sam Bean in real life.
Wait, who's Sam Bean?
Sam Bean is the guy who was
Sean Bean?
Sean Bean,
yeah,
right.
Sean Bean.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's okay. The guy who dies in every movie?
Yes.
Or TV show?
Yeah. Every on-screen appearance.
Yeah. And that'd be terrible.
Also just generally comes in second and is never really portrayed well.
Yeah. But when he is portrayed well, he always is like the nice guy that dies first.
Yeah, that's true.
Or like the nice guy that learned his ways and then died.
You know, sometimes I still wake up in the middle of the night and I cry about Boromir.
Yeah. How about you? Which Lord of the Rings character do you cry for at night?
I don't know. I haven't seen Lord of the Rings in so long, but they're so good. Also, it's really funny if you go back and watch the first movie and just the like graphics and special effects are so bad.
Are you like doubting that? I thought they were pretty good.
But if you like compare it to like what they, you know, the movies they put out now, or like if you saw The Hobbit, which I don't know, maybe you guys have.
I didn't see The Hobbit.
Crazy opinions, really.
Yeah, well, I saw the first one and thought it was really bad, so I didn't see the rest.
Really? I didn't feel any urge to see those movies.
I was turned off by the idea that they turned a relatively and incredibly short book into a trilogy.
It was clearly just an attempt at a money grab.
Yeah.
You know, you never want to buy into anything like that.
Yeah.
Makes you look like the sucker.
And then they turn like three books that were all much longer than The Hobbit into one movie each. They did it right.
To be
though.
Fair, they were long movies.
Have you watched the full, like, all of them to extended three, cut back to back to back?
Yeah, it took an entire day.
It's called like The Walk to Mordor. It's like a it's it's there's parts of it. There's parts of this like Walk to Mordor that we can't talk about on the radio.
Okay, yes.
But it's like there's a lot of food consumption. There's a lot of
it's a whole event. It's a whole body event.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You have to like plan it out.
That's a commitment.
I'm in it just for the cosplay and LARPing aspect. So I actually learned recently.
Can you LARP while you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm LARPing right now. What are you talking about?
Are you LARPing right now? Am I the only one not LARPing right
no,
now?
No, I don't think I'm LARPing.
Do you know what LARPing is? Yeah. Okay. I feel like that's
if you're LARPing, you'll know.
Yeah,
you'll
know.
Well, you said you were if you were LARPing. So.
No, I'm like fairly confident I'm not.
Okay.
Mm.
You know? I'm not LARPing right now.
Right.
I turned my LARP off when I came here.
Well, I mean, maybe like I'm part of like Hunter's kind of LARP thing, like using me, you know. Maybe you know, I'm like
all characters and I'm very
right.
Very intricate ongoing plot.
It's like the reverse of Truman Show, where like you dictate.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody else is in the simulation.
Yeah.
And I'm the puppet master. I'm I forget which actor played the
Jim Carrey. No, the puppet master.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember.
I also forget whatever, like, weird European name they gave him.
I've never seen that movie, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I watch it pretty frequently, just to keep my paranoia in check and the right level dialed in.
I had that... Did you ever... So you at one point, have, like, even in just a passing thought, have thought that was a possibility?
I mean, I haven't... I've thought about it as a concept, but I haven't ever really given it any credence.
I obviously it's not real, but when I was younger, like I thought, like, what if that was how this worked? Like before I had heard or seen of, I thought it was like that aliens were controlling us. Not that I was like part of a TV show, just that like aliens dictated a couple characters in life. And like when
right.
And when they like left your point of view, they just like disappeared.
Yeah.
Kind of like how babies see the world.
Yeah, I guess.
Fair.
Right. Yeah, no, I guess that's one way of looking at things. I saw a really interesting video today that really got me on the bandwagon for this whole flat earth thing.
Oh, no.
I'm excited for this. This is really, B.O.B.
No, it was really good. It was this guy, basically, it's a 30-second video. It's called Definitive Proof of Flat World Theory. And he's got a globe, right? And he's saying, all right, take a look at this right here. He takes a model plane, right? About the size of like a matchbox car. And he's like, so, you're going down from the Arctic, right? And as you're going down, you got to tilt the nose of the plane down, right? To go along the surface. And then you get down here, down by Texas, and then you get down past the equator, and then you got to keep turning the nose down, and then you're down here, and look at that, your plane's upside down. And I find it compelling. I honestly, I'm pretty shaken. I'm shook.
So I also believe in the flat Earth theory,
And
I don't understand how everyone doesn't, because we have pictures of Earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're flat. They're three-dimensional. That's like evidence. People say, it's like, oh, you have pictures of the Earth that you can see.
Have
its
you ever
three-dimensional shape.
Read a map?
Yeah.
Flat.
All depictions of the Earth are flat.
Wait, then how do you explain like those spinning globes that they have in classrooms?
Government conspiracy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just like, checking.
Keeps the airline prices high.
They don't have them anymore. I mean, everyone uses Google Maps, which is flat.
Flat.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, when they always talk about trying to make these, you know, these globes and stuff, how often are these things, you know, inaccurate? Or they're always saying, you know, this thing, like, look at that. Like, Germany and America are not 4 inches away. I live in America, and I can tell you that Germany is not 4 inches away.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It just, it all is too fishy to me.
Flat Earth. You, me, and B.O.B.
Yes, and Eddie Bravo. And Donald Trump. Probably.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Whatever Stephen Bannon believes. He's on board. Ooh, is that a mustache?
Where? In the corner!
Somebody left their mustache in the studio.
This is a public service announcement. If you're trying to shave in the studio, please do not leave your mustache. Down. Ooh.
It looks like Mario.
I like it. That's good. We should pass the mustache around.
This is what I looked like earlier this evening before I shaved.
Yes.
Oof.
Like this exactly.
Oh, it's nice and soft.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have the sticky part off of it.
Wow. Yeah,
someone can wear it.
It's a
perfectly good mustache. I don't know.
I can grow my own, thank you very much.
Well, I didn't say you
know,
needed to stick it.
Alternatively, you could use it as a nice unibrow.
Wow.
I don't need that. Mm. I already got my own rocking. Mm.
It's nice. I never knew how badly I needed this.
Isn't it nice and soft?
It is. It also has that new mustache smell to it.
Mmm. The new mustache smell.
I just put it underneath my nose. For the viewers at home.
What if you put on like a beard?
Like a chin strap?
Do you think people ever do that? Like grow? I'm sure someone has tried doing that. Like they basically just grew a mustache
on their bottom lip.
Like it's possible, right?
If a bottom stash.
You just...
If you have really thick facial hair, you can make it work if you just go like right here.
Well, you just keep shaving and you just keep like two long like patches, right?
What
and
if you
just keeps growing out? Eventually, it'll be long enough that it's kind of just like a mustache.
What
right?
if you just did like an upside down goatee? Like,
it starts
here and then it goes like a thin part. Yeah,
upside down goatee would just be a huge like one giant like puff right in your nose.
I love it. Just grow like a random patch of beard.
It's a dislocated goatee.
Side of your face.
There's no good results for mustache below mouth.
Do beard mustache.
Yeah,
do beard mustache.
Do beard mustache.
It's probably just going to come back with beards and mustaches.
Yeah.
What about mustache as a beard? Okay. Or alternatively, beard as a mustache.
Oh.
Mm. Oh, God.
Yeah, no, it seems as though this has not been done before, so.
Wow.
So it seems can like, we, so it we seems can like make we money. To, we, have to, we have to grow it. Grow. Someone grows one of these.
Okay.
Emma, it seems like you were excited to grow your own.
Right. I'll take one for the team.
And then they'd be taking one from the team. We all want to grow one.
You know,
it's just that you're the one who's doing it.
Why are we stopping with facial hair, though? You can grow mustaches in your back hair. You can grow mustaches in your chest hair. You can just have mustaches all over your body, you know, if you're that, you know.
Hairy.
Yeah.
You could.
What a world that would be.
Oh.
Could you imagine?
What if you know those, like, competitions where they grow facial hair and
shape
them into cages around their heads and stuff?
Yeah.
I wonder if anyone's ever tried to do that with... I feel like there's a cap on how much chest hair, like, general body hair grows. Like... Facial hair just will keep going if you...
Yeah, if you let it.
If you let it.
Yeah, but body hair, I guess, doesn't...
No one trims
just turns into
hair.
Cousin It
yeah.
after a while. That'd be awesome. I mean, if you just kind of, like, started... You grew hair like a dog, like, all over your body.
Would it be cool?
Yeah, it'd be cool. Like...
Yeah, I mean, kind of.
But, like, what if one day you just decided, like, you didn't want that anymore? It. Your entire body?
Well, you can shave the parts that you, like, give yourself a haircut.
That seems like a lot of work.
I feel like if that was a thing...
I want to make, like, a ponytail out of my chest hair. I just want it to grow that long.
Just have, like, braids?
Yeah, why not? I
feel uncomfortable.
Okay.
Anywho.
So, flat earth.
Yeah, flat earth. All this and more. You know, once you subscribe to the flat earth theory.
your world, like, the thoughts that you have just open up. You can come, you're so much more creative.
You can accomplish anything. It's like...
When you just refuse to acknowledge facts and figures, your world becomes so much more open.
You know, what was that one thing that, like, was, like, the craze of, like, a few years ago, that, like, the motivation thing? Oh, The Secret. You remember that? What?
The Secret. Oh. That's so...
You ever hear about this thing?
No.
My dad, I guess, and I were... It was over the summer. I remember one year I was young, and we rented a movie. It was called The Secret on, like, the movie rental place. And we're like, all right, whatever. Like, the way it made it seem is like, oh, there's a secret throughout history. And I thought it was, like, you know, national treasure. But it turns out it's, like, this movie that, like, seriously tries to pitch to you the idea of, like, vision boards. And, like, if you can picture it and you can believe it, you can achieve it. And, like, you need to know more about The Secret, and you need to buy The Secret. And it's, like, this whole big, like, thing that you can buy into. But it's like that, you know?
Was that a big thing? I've never heard of that.
I don't know if it was, like, that big of a thing, but I know that, like, for a while, I would, like, in bookstores and stuff, you'd always kind of, like, see their stuff, like, kind of slid in with serious other reading material, hoping that you'll, like, come across and be like, hey, I
want to know The Secret.
I'd like to know what The Secret is. But yeah.
The more you know.
Yes.
I have a proposal for a fun game. It's not really a game. I just think we should put the mustache on one of these various...
I think it was.
Pictures.
The Abe Lincoln.
No, but it's not. Yeah, I'm thinking either Abe Lincoln, Harry Potter might look good.
No, but Abe Lincoln didn't
good.
Have a mustache.
Hey, I don't know.
This has to be historically accurate.
What about Babe Lincoln? Did Babe Lincoln?
Babe Lincoln had a mustache for sure.
I know Iron Man didn't have a mustache.
No. Well,
Tony Stark has a mustache.
Harry Potter, he in the end of the last movie had a mustache when he was old, and they, you know. Yeah.
I just thought someone could use a mustache, maybe. I don't know.
If anybody needs a mustache, please call in 855-915-9636.
We're waiting.
Is that the right number?
What?
Yeah. Didn't we change? Yeah. Okay, never mind. I, like, never learned the new number. I'm the worst.
You're the worst.
You're fired.
I'm okay with that.
Final executive order.
Are you, like, GM still? Like, you're not GM anymore.
There's
right?
not really any There's sort of, like, designated
end time, right?
End time. No, it's kind of just, like, for the duration of the semester. So, given that the semester is technically over in, like, 4 days,
so
I guess that would be the closest to an official end.
So, you're not yet rising GM?
No.
You're acting GM.
You're in your lame duck period. No, no,
I'm
no.
I'm in my lame duck.
You're in your lame duck period.
She's acting.
You're GM elect. Yes.
Oh, this is fancy.
What are you going to do with your first 100 days?
Well, I told Hunter that we're going to pay someone like $20 on the street, give them some paint, and like have them do a portrait of Hunter to put it in the office.
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay.
We had this idea where it's not a painter or just a random person.
Just
on
like,
the street.
Just be like, we have $20
paint
for
you. And $20.
And some paint. And you're going to paint this man's face.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I think that's the birth of a great video series.
Wow. Just like finding random people on the street.
Just find people on the street and ask them to paint something.
Yeah.
And then just like... But I feel like it could be framed in such a way that you're like laughing at these people. But I think you would want to frame it in a way that it's like interesting
how
like the art that they create.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I really do like that idea.
I think I'm going to drop out of school and pursue that.
Okay. Can I come?
I'll edit the videos. I spent 4 years of college learning how to do that.
Yeah, I would... It's great. Let's do it.
Okay.
Cool.
I'll move back to Boston. And we'll
so you can drop out. I can drop out. You can't drop out.
Why
you can
not?
You can only drop out if you have 3 or 4 days left of school.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
you need
fair.
To really have mm-hmm. already paid into the whole thing.
Okay. Yeah. I'm getting there.
Do you
want to know what my second idea was?
Sure.
A neon WMFO sign for outside of the building.
Like one of the
most environmentally unfriendly.
Yeah.
Like you want it to be like
just
heavy
like sucks.
Gauge bold.
Yeah.
Like neon gas. Like
can yeah, get, all the dangerous.
Can
stuff.
We get a Lord. Sign? Can we get one of those signs that like it spells something out with light bulbs? Like those.
That's cool too. That seems a little more environmentally friendly.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, we could. Sure, but Hunter's portrait comes first. It's more important.
Yeah. Can we spend as much money as we spent on this clock on this WMFO sign?
Sure.
Do you remember how much?
To the folks at home, we spent a lot of money on our clock.
But it's a nice clock.
It's atomically accurate.
That means it's real tight.
It's probably accurate is what it means.
As accurate as it gets, I guess.
I don't know how it, like, operates. It's just a big block there.
All hail.
All hail the clock.
The rectangle.
See, that seems like it could be a real religion. All hail the clock.
All hail the clock.
Like, not a real religion, just like a real...
I'll be
real...
honest, in times of struggle and strife, I often look up to the clock for guidance. You know,
sometimes I curse.
Sometimes
the clock.
I'm in a class and it's just I don't think I can get through. But then I look up at the clock and I see that
you see the hope.
I see there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I believe in the clock and I might actually have to start going back to church.
Church of
Father Time.
Why is Father Time not more of, like, a spiritual character?
Is he not?
I feel like he's kind
of...
He's like,
more of, like, a jokey expression character, like, oh...
Or he, you know, he's just, like, Mother Earth, Father Time. Why is it not Mother Space and Father Time?
Because of the Greek gods, right? Well, yeah. Right?
Yeah, but we know about space-time. Just change it to be...
What about
Mother Space?
Why even use space? Why just you say like matter and time?
Because it's not the matter time continuum.
I guess that's true.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know much about science.
Science is pretty sweet.
That's why I do liberal arts. I'm stupid.
No, just different.
Your brain isn't stupid. It's just different.
Yeah, you can phrase it in a way that just sounds fine, and you can phrase it in a way that's like you're just different.
I feel like there's no way of phrasing that like makes it come across as like any less of like
condescending. Like,
yeah. It's
unique and special in its own way.
Oh God. Us millennials.
You know?
All.
We're all special.
So special.
We're all special snowflakes.
We all have...
Something
treasure
like that.
Chests full of participation medals.
All of our thoughts are worthwhile. That's why we're broadcasting them over the air.
All
just
the time.
Just endlessly all the
over
time.
Over and over. Well.
Well. Why are you looking at me?
It's your show.
Yeah.
Technically.
Currently, not really anymore.
Yeah.
This is Cody's show.
For those of you who are hoping to tune into Yam Session...
We're terribly this is, sorry.
We're super
we're so sorry.
This is not this is Yam Sessions.
Yeah, I'm not Cody.
I'm also not Cody.
I'm Noah.
I kind of... kind of wish I were Cody sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Cody was, like, definitely on there, that on that list. People I would be
if people
sometime.
Just assume the identity of
oh that's comfy.
Yeah, I found that the only real way to get the maximum amount of comfort out of these chairs is to sprawl your body across
sit in as many of them as possible
them. Yeah, take advantage.
I think that's like a law of chairs, like the more chairs you sit in, the more support you get.
The more chairs you have, the more powerful you are.
There's a certain there's a certain amount of support per chair, and if you sit in
does it just like
four chairs,
what if
four
social
supports.
Status was determined by chair,
like number of chairs, quality
number
of chair,
both
size of chair,
both all of those things. I mean, you could have the biggest chair. You could have the most chairs.
Could you have the most chair?
the most. Yeah, you can have quite
singular
a bit of
chair.
No, yeah. No, it's the chair that is the most chair.
Yeah, the most chair of all chairs.
It's oh. Like the pro. It's like the prototypical chair.
So is that like a? Can there only be one chair that has the most chair, or is that just like the I'm quality assuming, of the
more,
most
the more,
chair?
The more chair,
I'm assuming
your
it's
chair
and
is,
it's and it's some sort
preferred.
Of. It has something to do with the way
like
that
stool
that it,
is really low on the chair.
That it's proportioned
what about, like,
to your body.
Throne is throne like
no, throne is pretty good. Throne is like the upper middle class of seats.
If you're going for most chair, I would say...
Oh, well, most chair, I would say, like, it's got to be, like, an Adirondack chair or, like, a rocking chair.
You got to go with a really simple, just, like, wooden chair. Like,
but it just has to be, like...
Like a kitchen table.
It has to be, like, scientifically, like... very well put together for like the human body, like the most accurate to the human proportion.
Well, you gotta just come up with a chair that when everyone thinks of like think of a chair like that's what that chair is.
A wooden four-legged chair with like two things going, like a backboard or like two little things.
I think of the chairs I have in my kitchen of wooden chair like on four legs and then the like rounded back with.
Banisters.
Oh, they're like pegs going.
The pegs. Those I think of more as exclusively kitchen chairs.
Okay.
Whereas I think more of like the chair is like four wooden legs and then it has like the curved backboard with
then
the
there,
two
yeah.
like posts going down into the back.
I agree.
That is the and then maybe like the little connector legs between the four legs and the bottom so that they don't go sliding.
So you can put your feet on.
Yeah,
right.
That's the most chair.
That and it's and we're I'm assuming we're all picturing like a wood chair, right?
Oh yeah.
Right.
No, I'm
right.
thinking of brick chair.
Brick chair.
That sounds uncomfortable.
Have you sat in a brick chair before?
I mean, like I've sat on bricks before.
Honestly, if we
but
lived
have you
in
sat
this...
on a brick chair that's shaped to someone's body?
No, have you?
I sat on a brick seat. I don't know if I've sat in a brick chair. But I honestly think if we lived in this world, I would try and shoot for most variety of chairs.
That's good.
You know?
Chair for every occasion.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Like a snowflake chair. Each chair is its own individual snowflake.
Yeah, like I would want like a chair made out of a lot of different types of exotic woods and maybe some materials that are really unconventional to make a chair out of, but... You know, I like it made a chair out of asphalt, like a chair out of old bike parts. That's the dream.
What would you want your chair made out of?
Like,
so you have to pick a material.
My chair, okay. like
pick
my
pick a material, a design, and a color for your chair. The material can be any material.
Wow. Well,
mine would be blankets.
Wow.
It would be blue. And it would be like an Adirondack chair.
Yeah, I'm going to say...
Where it's like, it like kind of, you lean back into it.
Yeah, you're just like nicely slumped.
Yeah.
I'm going to... Because
it's made of blankets.
That sounds pleasant.
I'm going to say an Eames chair made out of... Y'all know what an Eames chair is?
No, I have no idea what that is.
It's like one of the, it's like a kind of like a psychologist chair. It's like a leather chair with like a low curved back and it's like one solid piece of leather that goes up. I don't know if I would make it necessarily out of leather though. I would maybe have it made out of like that really really soft like stretchy synthetic material that kind of like holds you up but like, you know, cushions you. Like the stuff that they make the net chairs out of. You know?
Oh,
like bungee.
Yeah, kinda like the bungee cord.
It's kind of like bungee, but it's like one solid sheet of that, and it like holds you up. So an Eames chair made of that, and I want it to have Bluetooth and rims.
Can I update mine to make mine not an Adirondack chair, and instead it's a couch?
Ooh.
A couch isn't a...
Prove it.
Couch is not a chair.
A chair fits one person
by definition.
I can sit in that chair.
Yeah.
Two of us could sit in that
two
chair.
Two in that, but we would be misusing the chair. Like, very clearly.
Okay, so. Okay. I don't know. Maybe it'll be.
You can pick, like, a love seat, maybe, like.
That's designed for two people.
No, or maybe like a, what's like the chair.
The definition of a chair, according to Google, is a separate seat for one person, typically with a back and four legs.
You could say like a lazy boy. A lazy boy is
a chair. No, okay, so what about if I just have a couch? Why can my chair not just be wider?
Chairs in lots of shapes, okay?
Yeah, but
we like to accept bodies of all these chairs.
The point is a couch often has three separate cushions, meaning
no, but I can I sit horizontally.
But you're laying down. Can you? You can't. You shouldn't be able to lay flat in a chair.
What are you doing right now?
I'm on two chairs.
I'm lying flat across two chairs.
See,
clearly the distinction.
I wouldn't be able to do this with one chair. Do you think I would be able to lay this comfortably with only one chair? There's no way. But I am comfortable.
Really? It looks really uncomfortable to me.
Oh God, I am like. Just so
going deeper. And
I wouldn't
deeper.
Even know what to do if like there was an emergency and I had to get up right now because I'm like basically balancing my entire body on two wheeled like surfaces. Well, I've got my leg propped up on the desk too, but
sweet.
Yeah.
What if you were listening to the radio and people were like describing this sort of stuff?
Chairs.
But they weren't. Not, well, just how they were sitting, but they weren't actually sitting like that. Like, what if...
Oh,
what
that
if
would be funny.
They were lying?
Yeah.
Like, about how they were like, sitting?
They're just being really weird. They're like, yeah, and like, I'm lying on the floor face down.
Yeah, I
with my legs in the air.
Yeah.
I'm planking on the windowsill.
See, that's obvious. Like, obviously you're not. That's...
Obviously I'm not planking on the window. Prove it. Call in and prove it.
No one called in. What else did you ask people to call in for? I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
You know, you can always hold people hostage. You could just play, like, same song over and over again and be like, call in if you wanted to stop.
I feel like you don't really have
that
any part.
That was one
you
of our donation drive ideas that we were going to, like, have it play
yeah.
something terrible all the time and be like, donate money to bring it to old WMFO.
I feel like you just go from, you just go to zero listeners at that point.
Yeah, no, there's not
no,
that
there's
much
no incentive for people
here.
To be like,
there's
yeah,
no.
I really like listening to this. I can't change my radio. I can't turn off my radio. So right. I might as well spend $5.
Yeah, that's, I'm, there's only maybe two people who are in that scenario and they're both like,
are there, do you think there's two people that
stranded on a desert island, broke their legs, there's like a radio.
And, the
and they get WMFO signal.
Well, yeah, of course.
Obviously.
I mean, you know, we are broadcasting internationally.
The islands of, off the islands of Medford.
Yeah,
the
right.
Islands of Lost. That's actually, no, there are islands that are, I think you could probably catch a broadcast from off the coast of Massachusetts. I learned a lot about them from geology class. I also know just a stupid amount about rocks, so if you're ever looking at, you can get a glimpse into the
geography.
Do you have a fun rock fact?
They're all so fun.
Wow.
You know, it's...
This is not related to rocks. This is related to a separate thought that I didn't come up with because you were talking about rocks. What do you think is the stupidest fact you know from your college experience?
The stupidest, like, fact.
Like, the fact that you remember, and it's just, like, so pointless.
Oh, wow.
I can think of one, but I don't think it's the stupidest one. I think it's just one that comes to mind because I learned it recently.
I don't feel like I'm often faced with stupid facts.
Not necessarily stupid, just, like, pointless. Like, things you learned that just... You will never need to know that.
Like, in terms of, like, actual... Something that was actually in the course, or, like, when a professor kind of just goes on one of those,
be,
like, random tangent
from a person,
asides.
Doesn't need to necessarily be from a class.
Mm.
My current one, and I think it's a solid example, is, did you know that, like, the EPA is not an acronym? It's an initialism.
Oh, goodness.
What's the difference?
The distinction is if you say the letters or not. Like, NASA is an acronym because you say it as a single word.
Oh, you wouldn't say the NASA.
Yeah. And you don't say EPA. You say the EPA.
So the NSA is an initialization.
Yes.
Okay. Wow,
so you gave me a glaring look like, oh, that's stupid, but that was the whole conversation, like, not stupid facts.
No, I don't think it's stupid. I give you the look because I didn't think it was, I thought you were going to come up with something like...
No, it doesn't have to be like...
Something more useless than that.
No, it's pretty
that's
useless.
That's not useless.
When are you going to need to know that?
I thought it was interesting.
No, 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 interesting, but like pointless.
Sure. Yeah, I'm not gonna like run home and tell all my friends like, hey, guess what I learned today.
The only purpose, like the only way that would come in is if you were correcting someone. Like, oh, like, is this a good acronym for my business? Like, that's actually an initialism. Right? Like,
I mean, that's right there. That scenario is I feel like entirely the reason I went to college, just so I can learn facts that would slightly one up somebody.
Just so you can correct people on really insignificant details.
Yeah, just to maintain that intellectual superiority by all means.
When I was in middle school, I had this English teacher, and she told us that it was incorrect, like, if you're reading a paper and you wanted to use, like, first, to write it, like, a one and then ST.
Mm-hmm. She just said...
You're not really supposed to do that.
But she said, like not even just, like, in a paper, that, like, one ST was just, like, not a thing.
There's really no point at which you should do that. Like, there's no use, there's no scenario in which you should write it like that. I also learned, like, I obviously know that, but...
I feel like most scenarios where you're talking about, like, first place, second place, third place...
Yeah, no, I know, but, like, I think it's not correct to do that.
Well, it doesn't make sense. It's like once.
Oh, yeah.
Second and a did.
Yeah. Yeah. That's also like numbers Threered. In general. Like, why is it not 1T? Why is it not 1T1? 2T2. Or 1T2. 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 That should be.
2T2.
4th. 1T. It should be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10. Okay, it should be 1. No, fuck. Excuse me. 1T. So it should be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1T. 1T1. 1T2. 1T3. 1T4. 1T5. 1T6. 1T7. 1T8. 1T9. 20.
20?
Oh, yeah, damn.
That one's like, I guess it's fine.
2T.
2T?
2T1.
2T2.
2T3. 2T9. 3.
3D3.
Why is it not that?
But then it's like 88, 89, and that's exactly what it is.
Exactly. And then you get
numbers.
What would 100 be?
1T.
10.
11T.
11T?
11T?
1T1, it'd be 1T1T.
Would it be like...
It'd be 1T1T, yeah. Because you just, you throw the T on the, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4, and then you
Or would it be like 1TT?
No, because, well, it'd be... Oh.
Or,
one, like, yeah, 1TT, it'd be 1T, 1TT per 100.
Right.
1TT... How do you say 101? 1...
1TT1...
No,
1DD2, 1DD3.
Yeah. And then...
What would 110 be?
110 would be 1T...
1T1T.
No, 1T... 1T1T... 1T1T...
Does anybody else hear children in the background? Yes. Is there music coming out of your computer?
I don't think so.
That's really strange.
Wait. Can you still hear it?
No.
Yeah, I don't hear it.
That's creepy.
I'm convinced that this studio is haunted.
I honestly went the whole year not thinking my house was haunted, but then I was in the bathroom like earlier today and the door just shut by itself and I was like, no.
Alright, well, see ya.
Yeah, bye. Burns house down.
Ooh.
I'm really excited about this. I finally got Haley to be on board to add a question to the quiz. It's a bonus question at the end.
Wow.
How do you pronounce this number? 1, 2, 1.
No, I'm very excited. The question is, you see a spider in Studio A, how do you proceed? Option A is burn down the station. Option B is burn down the building. Option C is like calmly remove the spider and continue your show. Option D is all of the above.
What's the correct answer?
There's no correct answers. It's actually a very in-depth personality
test. It's a survey, and we use that to figure out who's best for the station.
Well, yeah, I think about all those answers individually and what they tell you about that person. You know, there's obviously the correct answer in that
scenario, which is the overtly correct answer. An answer. Invite the spider on as a guest DJ.
Wow. Ooh. I like that.
So I think burn down. Yeah, I think it should go in order of burn down the building.
No, it's burn down the station. Burn down the building.
Burn down. Or
calmly remove the spider and continue your show.
Invite the spider as a guest DJ on your show.
And eat all of the above.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sweet.
I think the best people are the people who pick all of the above, because I'm like, the thought process is like, you take the spider out and then you burn the building down.
I think all of the above. I think you should have all the options of, like, you get to pick
if
any
you burn
of them.
The station.
Oh, you can pick more than one.
Yeah. I want to know the people who pick both and, like, invite them as a guest and then calmly take them out.
Yeah, that's
like, just remove that.
That's a very suspect answer. Like, why would you pick the exact right thing? Like,
yeah.
But why would you also pick the exact wrong thing? I don't know. I love it. So I wanted. I'm hoping that it makes it to the.
Will you have like a some sort of like psychoanalysis that goes with each?
Yeah, I'll write up like a horoscope.
Okay.
For each answer, like in each combination of answers.
Can we add another question? That's an open-ended question. When is music? No.
Father time.
What does YOLO mean to you?
Oh my god.
What does freeform mean to you? Answer only using emojis.
Millennials, am I right?
Yes. Oh, follow-up answer question should be, what do you do when you find a mustache in the station?
What would be the options?
Mm-hmm. One, burn down the station.
Just add an answer to every single question on the quiz. Like, somebody calls in, like, what's the protocol? Burn down the station.
Can we actually do that for the phone call one?
Yeah, no, I feel like the problem is, though, if too many people would fail the quiz, because you can only get one question wrong.
Yeah, but anyone who writes burn down the station for their training quiz...
Yeah, but, I mean, I want them to write... Like, I feel like I would, if I saw that, I would just throw caution to the wind and just write it down. I feel like there's no way that's the wrong answer, even though it's the wrong answer.
I feel like everyone would end up failing these quizzes.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, once you
And
you
they start, already have hard enough time getting the information into their skulls.
What? Okay, question. Another question. What do you do when someone burns down the station?
Burn down the station.
Burn down the station. Call in. Invite the spider as a guest.
Rebuild the station with your bare hands. All of the above.
All hail the spider. Burn down the station in the spider's honor.
Burn down the rebuild the station, burn it down again.
Sacrifice the spider.
Can't do that.
See, the spider is more of a metaphor for undying spirit of the radio, you know? And this is what this question is all about.
Sacrifice the spider is not the right answer.
That's never the answer. The spider must live. How do you know at any given point in time that going on in your life is any more or less compelling or important than what's going on in the life of spider?
I don't.
I do. When? Always. I always know that.
Dude, you don't know that. That spider could have just, you know, won the lottery or had like some
won what lottery?
The spider lottery.
Oh, the spider lottery. Okay.
That spider could have just like come across a whole trove of dead bugs and have, you know,
the feast of its lifetime, or given birth to like 80 baby spiders.
Yeah, that spider could have just met the love of its life and is currently like, you know, they're not talking and it's really hard, but, you know, things are going to work out in the end.
Yeah, but my life is interesting because I met a spider that found the love of its life. It's pretty interesting.
Well, yeah, but I mean...
Maybe the spider met you. Maybe the spider also feels the same way.
I think meeting.
Maybe the spider goes on to write a book.
I don't think meeting's like a one-way thing. Like,
maybe this...
I met you, but you didn't meet me.
No, but I'm...
Maybe the spider goes on to, like, become a very accomplished author. You know? And then who's laughing?
me, because that would be hilarious. Okay, what's the spider's pen name? Hard question. We can pass that question.
I was gonna say you could just do Peter Parker. Because it's technically Spider-Man.
Yes. I think that's probably the best answer we're going to get for that question, so we should move on.
Spike Derman.
Wait. Is it Spike? Like Spike instead of Spy?
Spike, yeah.
Okay. I like Spy Derman, Mr. Derman.
But Spy's not like a...
S-Spy Derman. Why does it need to be Spider-Man? Can't it just be S-Spider? S-Spider. There we
go. Mr. Der.
Mr. Spider. Mr. S-Spider.
There's tears being shed. It's just making the object,
moving the first letter to their initial, and then acting like it's creative. It's like Mr. P. Own. Mr. P. Hone.
Wow.
This is certainly Freeform Radio.
Yeah, this is...
Do you think anyone's listening to us?
Freeform as it gets.
I'm sure someone's listening to us.
Why hasn't anyone called in? Wow, there are 11 people that are still...
They're waiting for Yam Session to start.
Oh, it's only 10 people.
They're really confused.
There's 10 people, but also all of the, like, actual radio people.
Correct.
All the people in their cars.
Is your dad still listening?
I don't know. Dad?
Are you there, Dad?
Dad? Probably not. He probably went to bed.
I don't know how anyone could turn off this. Like, I can turn this off.
Don't you turn off this.
You ever just say things wrong?
All the time.
Yeah.
We should do a station ID. We haven't done one of those in a while. I'll play yours.
Oh, boy.
Broken? Why is that a group on here?
Broken.
Oh. That's my feels.
That's just the name of my feels playlist. Yeah. Broken.
Everything's broken.
It's a lot of tears for fears.
All right. I'll play it real quick for all the listeners at home.
All the kids.
WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
That's some people.
Those are folks.
Those are people.
Wasn't that pleasant? Now everyone knows that they're listening to you.
Everybody knows your name.
91.5.
Where everybody knows your station ID.
Wow, these people are resilient. We can't get rid of them.
I think there's like a cap. I think there is always like 4.
Because of, like, our systems?
Yeah, because I think, I mean, at least two of those is, like, one, at least one of those is a streaming our app.
Sure. But 10. There's 10. Yeah. There can't be a cap of 10.
I don't think I've ever seen it go below 8. Actually, I don't think I've ever seen it go below 10.
I've seen it go below 10.
Have you?
Yeah. You know, when you have a show at 6 a.m.,
Your first show was at 6 a.m.?
My first show, freshman year, fall. Wow, yeah, it was at 6 a.m. on...
That's brutal.
Like, Wednesday or Thursday. I would get up in the morning, come do my show, come back to my room. My roommate would still be sleeping. It would be, like, 7:15, and then I'd fall back asleep for, like, 2 hours.
So my show was at 2 a.m. on Friday mornings.
Oh, that's bad, too.
It was awesome, actually, because it's pretty easy to, like, stay up until...
I guess. Yeah.
Because, other people, like, you could be doing something on a Thursday night.
Right, and you'd, like, find people to...
And you could, and then you just, like, need to stay up, like, an hour later, and then then 3 o'clock is not, like, that late. I think going to bed at, like, 3:30 is way better than waking up at 5:30.
I don't know.
Do you go to bed early? Like, because...
No.
Okay, but like
the goal, and Tannen household, Alex and I are. Well, Alex stays up until like six every morning.
Alex doesn't sleep.
I just don't know. I wasn't sure like if your sleep schedule
is. No, mine is not as severe as Alex's, but I do stay. Actually, the other night Alex and I stayed up until like 4 o'clock in the morning grinding out GTA missions. But I generally go to bed around like 2-ish.
Yeah, I'm the same.
And then, you know, wake up whenever I have to.
I've been doing the like 1:30 to like 7:30 lately.
I've been doing the roughly 2:30 to noon.
That's
pretty great.
I cannot sleep until noon, I don't think. I could maybe do it if I like woke up and then decided to go back to bed.
How comfortable is your bed?
Pretty comfortable.
I gotta say that, because that's for me. It's just it's not that I want to sleep. It's that I don't want to get up.
Well, so that's the thing. Like, I could, like, I think people, there are certain people that straight up just like the first time they wake up in a day is at like noon.
Right.
I think probably the first time I'll wake up, even if I'm like exhausted, will be like 10, and then I decide to go back to sleep.
Yeah, no, that does make sense. Yeah, I guess that's more accurate. Yeah.
Thoughts, Emma?
On sleep?
Yeah, just on sleep in general.
I enjoy sleep.
Did you know that if you miss an hour of sleep on your in comparison to your normal schedule,
mm-hmm.
it's like drinking one drink, alcoholic drink.
I would believe that.
Throughout the rest of your day.
I would believe that. Like for the entire day.
Yeah, and
wow. Like the effect.
Yeah, like you operate as well on. With a loss one of hour 1 hour less, sleep yeah. as you do with one drink in your system, which for most of us, like one drink in your system, like won't do that much,
right?
So that, and it gets even, like, I think it's like 2 hours of sleep is like 2.5 drinks, and it just like builds from there. Because obviously, if you miss all of your
sleep,
yeah, if you miss all of your sleep, it's way worse than.
Then what is the number?
I don't know.
Like, because I was gonna say I won't ever. Drink, I'll just won't ever sleep. If I'm getting the analogy right, I don't think I am, but
it's not,
I'm always trying to be thrifty.
I don't think it's like, it's not the alcoholic consumption level where you feel drunk. It's that you, your brain functions at a similar level. Like your decisions are
right. Okay.
Your thought process is not as clear.
I see. Understand.
I understand.
Understand. I do.
Yoda, you are.
Yeah. Fun fact.
That was a fun fact.
Well, no sign of the lovely, bodacious Alex Golan this evening.
I don't think he's coming. Yeah. Wait, no, he might be coming for a show.
I don't know. He said he was...
He's
sleeping earlier.
He's a tardy fellow sometimes.
Yeah, he. I generally get back to the house sometimes at like 10:55, and then I get in my room and then I hear him leave like 10 minutes later for a show.
So he might be tardy. That's what we're getting.
He may be in transit.
Oh, I see.
I will contact the lad.
Wonderful.
I can track him.
You can.
I love that.
Do you guys think Find My Friends is creepy?
Yes.
I feel like it depends on who your friends are, you know? Like, if your friends are kind of unreliable and not because they try to be sneaky or evade you, but just because they stink at answering their phones, I feel like it's useful. I feel like that could be frustrating. You know, you're trying to contact your friends, you don't know what's up, and... You know?
I feel like
I found it super useful over the summer when we were all everyone in my house was working.
Oh.
And I, like, knew when people were at the house.
Right, like, commuting back or whatever. That's nice.
And it makes it really easy for, like, if I were to, like, I still use it now. Like, I get back from class and no one in my house is home. And I just, like, check to see if people are where people might be.
Mm-hmm. So where is... Alex.
Unfortunately, it doesn't seem that Alex will be
joining
the station this evening.
Wow.
He has to study. So we send our regards out to our
fallen soldier,
dear departed friend.
Comp 160.
Alex Golan. Truly a man amongst